Good afternoon, everyone. You knew it was going to be an interesting year to start when you saw the crescent eclipse in the Middle East. And then immediately, unusual snows, United Arab Emirates, followed by snows in Iraq. Unusual snows in Saudi Arabia, blanketing Sinai Peninsula, rare. And there's record cold on the way through Saudi Arabia and the Arabian Peninsula through the middle of the month. An uptick in cyclonic storms burying cities. Australia 1200 calls for help during a hailstorm. Taiwan, heaviest snowfall in 20 years. The uptick in these events were predicted with a decline in solar activity on a 400-year cycle, which means we need to move our food growing zones, which we're not even talking about yet. Oh, did I mention the locust plagues over in Africa? With gold sitting near 70-year highs and talks of possible gold and silver increases over the next years. When we look across the news landscape, it's continuous trade wars, negative interest rates, Fed lowering rates, contracting manufacturer pullbacks in consumer spending, and then talks of stock market plunges. And now add in the virus sweeping our planet, and we are in uncharted territory. Protect your wealth and invest in silver or gold. Patriot Gold Group, open a no-fee-for-life physical silver or gold IRA before the dollar collapses. Patriot Gold Group is Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer. At Patriot, you work directly with an owner and avoid paying absurd broker fees. They'll explain to you what a physical silver or gold IRA is and the benefits of precious metal IRA investments. Working directly with every client to secure the most competitive pricing on gold and silver. Call today or request a free investment kit below patriotgoldgroup.com. The link's in the description box below. Our climate is beginning to shift too much for us as a species and our plants as its own species to keep up with the changes. The climate's changing too fast, and we are far past any solutions at the moment to move our grow zones to different areas. So what you're looking for is fallouts in the weather that have been happening on 400-year intervals, and it's always the same types of things. Let's run through the first month of the year to see what has happened so far. Now, with these changes in terms of precipitation and temperature and the extremes we're seeing, our growing areas for where we traditionally grow crops is going to have to shift. Now, we haven't started the conversations yet, and we're into these ultra extremes already. You're on your own. You're going to have to learn how to grow your own food, grow food indoors, share with others solutions, and then move forward together as a cohesive unit like this. Timeline from Valentina Zarkova. When the magnetic fields on our sun cancel each other out, that's at the apex of those waves at the two high points opposite each other. I put the lines in years ago for this graph here, and you can see when we stepped up to 2020 how that massive shift from 2019 to 20. Remember, there's a lag time between the Earth's weather systems and this chart here of about 9 months. So what you're experiencing right now is really just the shift at just after the 2019 that you're seeing. So as we move forward in these next 2 years, food shortages globally is what we're looking at. Signs in the heavens. Well, if you're in the Middle East and you see the crescent at the sunset in an eclipse, that's a sign. So we're going to start right here in the Middle East. When you hear that, most times you're thinking hot, dry. But here we are, United Arab Emirates, right in its own climatic zone in the Gulf there. Heavy snows, record snows, blanketing the UAE's highest peak, Jebel Jais. I already did a video on this before, but the progression is moving forward to this week and next. They're predicting all-time record cold temperatures in Saudi Arabia. They're already seeing snows. They've seen snows the last couple of weeks. And take a look at these temperature gradients as we march through into the 10th, 11th, and 12th of the month here coming up. That cold pervades all the way through down into Central Africa. And we start getting to these purples, we're really getting down at about 10, 12, 14 degrees Celsius below normal. That's pushing into about 25 degrees Fahrenheit under the normal. And then you can see how the temperatures sort of drop out around Oman. And again, UAE, will they experience snow once again? Because they've already seen it once, right where that little hook is, straight up into the Gulf there. And then winding it out over into Africa, you can see at the same time how far this is going to go down into Central Africa. Well, for me, these cooler temperatures and colliding weather patterns mean more rainfall. More rainfall on desert areas means more plant growth. A new grow zone is emerging as other grow zones are going offline, specifically Canada and specifically Heilongjiang in China at the moment. Now, if you hadn't seen the snows in Saudi Arabia in January, let's walk you through it. Camels in the snow, people making fires, unusual to say the least, called rare, exceptionally rare in the media. Now, I know Tobruk gets a little cool there in the wintertime, but not this kind of snow when it makes the Arabian news headlines. And then the rare and heavy snow covering the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. Again, we got media calling it rare. So what kind of rare is rare? Well, St. Catherine's Monastery in the Sinai Desert, again, media calling it rare in a sunny country of the Nile. And then jumping down to Iraq, yeah, snow. They get snow every year in some places, but not this deep. Still looking for the daily snowfall totals on this, but to get types of information out of Iraq on weather records, well, it's a bit difficult at the moment. And then jumping down to Iran, back in the middle of January as well, they had a year's worth of rain in 3 days. Again, it's a new grow zone emerging across the Middle East. They didn't call it the Fertile Crescent for nothing. The Fertile Crescent was the birthplace of humanity some thousands of years ago, and the cycle is repeating and the rains are returning. These desert areas are going to become veritable grow zones again. And then Kenya, and all of East Africa at the moment, suffering the worst locust invasion in 70 years. You know why? Because there's so much more vegetation growing from all these rains that they're having across Africa that the carrying capacity of these insects are now feasting on bountiful, amazing, gargantuan amount of new plant growth that wasn't there, that used to limit their numbers. And you've seen these images coming across the media here. This is an enormous amount of protein source. Or it's an amazing amount of destruction, however you want to look at it. I think it's a double-edged sword here. But when you see locust swarms stretching about 5 miles coming toward you in the sky darkening, well, again, that's a sign that something has changed. And also the cyclicity or the spinning of our atmospheric winds. We're starting to see so many vortices storms, and the one coming in off California, which I'll cover tomorrow, is eclipses anything that we're going to see in this video here. Cyclogenesis, bombogenesis, whatever you like to call it. One slamming Iceland, the other slamming the east coast of Canada. Powerful blizzard, epic snow rates. Newfoundland, now they get an enormous amount of snow every year. St. John's, but over the last 3 or 4 years, they've been breaking record upon record upon record for snowfall. And take a look at this storm moving in on that coast. And you might say, well, how much snow fell in this epic snowstorm? See the houses on the right? See the cars buried in the middle? They needed to bring out the military to unbury this town just to get the minimal amount of cleared space so people could get out to even get to food, medicine, and work. And again, here's some more images. Historic blizzard. I mean, this literally shut down an entire section of the country over there. And the images kept coming. This is the road clearing crews after the storm. But oh no, it's only a foot at St. John's Airport. Yeah, okay. Keep drinking the Kool-Aid. And over to Taiwan, heaviest snowfall in 20 years on these mountain peaks here, Yushan and Huahuashan. And when it's really far down snow line, you can actually see it once the clouds clear. But I was able to verify this story by looking at the Taiwan news, and sure enough, they had some of the different measurements there. Now, what's different, though, is they didn't tell you in the Taiwan news it was the most snow in 20 years. They're very much global warming rah-rah in the news publications, so they sure wouldn't want to do that because it's supposed to get a bit warmer, supposed to be less snowfall, but now we're coming back into these multi-decade, multi-century marks again of precipitation or snowfall. Now again, with the grand solar minimum intensification, the amount of hail is going to increase not only in size but in ferocity. Damage to crops, damage to infrastructure is also forecast. I mean, you got to think about it. In the modern minimum in the mid-1600s, they had 5-pound hailstones coming down that would smash wooden structures across Europe, 1640 to 1710. So the outlier with this in Canberra hailstorm, wild weather, we're used to that. Media claims these are just 2-inch hailstones, but they received over 1,200 emergency calls for help during this. They put out emergency messages for people to shelter in place because you will be pulverized if you go out into this hail. Yet it was only 2-inch hail, according to the media. Gusts over 60 miles an hour, but take a look at the map here of how intense this was in the massive coverage area of this. This was an atmospheric compression event of hail. And the overwhelming of emergency services calls should be a huge red flag there going, wait a second, intensity ramp up times 10 here. And then the images coming out, you know, the media over there kept trying to assure everybody, oh no, it's pea-sized hail. It's like one little 1-inch hail, maybe 1.5 inch. But what you're seeing here is definitely not 1-inch hail or pea-sized hail, now is it? Now they did say up to 5 centimeters, which is 2 inches, but that one on the left there on the beverage can. And then when you start to see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars, windows in buildings, windows as houses shattered from this hail, you really have to wonder how large was that hail and really how intense was it? Because these images here were several hours taken after the storm front had passed. There were still some squalls coming through, but you can see the melt going on and you can see there's cars back on the roads. Obviously, that squall line had passed and people are back out driving again. So the true amount of ice that you could have seen in some of these images, you might be able to dig them up through social media. Now, moving forward in time, our global food supply is at risk. Has been, knowing the intensity of this grand solar minimum. Here's your timeline going out. So when we progress through 2020 and through 2021, you can see the apex of this first wave of massive destruction in not only weather events, but food crop, massive food price rises, food insecurity. And guess what arrived just in time to kind of mask that whole thing and give it a whole different excuse why there's going to be supply chain disruptions. You know what I mean? I just can't talk about it because I'll be demonetized yet again. Anyway, the forecast is there for you again. Thanks for watching. Hope you're getting prepared for all of this. Currently, there's a run on long-term food storage. Apparently, governments or some kind of institutional buyers are in there have bought out everything on the market except there's one supplier left here, My Patriot Supply. One of my sponsors from the beginning of my channel. Thank you so much for supporting me. Long-term food storage through them, 2-week grab-and-go food crate or the 4-week food supply. The link's in the description box below. They still have stock. For how much longer, I'm not sure. But you can also go to the supermarket and get dried food. There's also shortages of beans across the planet. You can get some kind of beans, but others, you're going to go in and you're going to see bare shelves. It's begun. Now the excuses need to begin as well. And you're seeing one of them unfold at the moment, the hysteria. Thanks for watching. I will see you next time.